From 1950 to 1953, South Korea faced a terrible and atrocious war with North Korea, an abominable fight among brothers in search of dominion power. It brought disastrous consequences to the population, leaving the whole country mourning and impoverished. Now, Hong Sun-yoon was born on March 3, 1947 in Naju, Korea. In 1950, when the Korean War broke out, her grandfather and father were killed by the communist soldiers, while her younger sister died of an illness, leaving Hong Sun and her mother in extreme poverty. Now, growing up as a Protestant, Hong Sun married Julio Kim in 1972. They had four children, two sons and two daughters. A short time later, she became gravely ill, and after spending all of her money on doctors, she was diagnosed with cancer. In her depression, Hong Sun felt that her life was not worth living and decided to commit suicide, but her husband suggested that she see a Catholic priest before committing this act. Hong Sun agreed to this request and met with a local parish priest. Now, when the priest greeted her, he told her, "You have received many graces from God." Hong Sun did not understand the full impact of the priest's words. However, she did receive the Holy Spirit in a very special way that day. From that time forward, Hong Sun's journey of conversion would lead her to a complete healing and ultimately to embrace the Catholic faith. She was then baptized and received the baptismal name of Julia. Now, in 1982, Julia saw a vision of Jesus with his Sacred Heart bleeding and asking for suffering for the conversion of sinners. A statue of the Blessed Mother owned by Julia began weeping in Naju, Korea on June 30, 1985. It was on July 18, 1985, that Julia Kim received the first message from the Blessed Mother, and interestingly, Our Lady's first apparition to Saint Catherine Labouré of the Miraculous Medal in Paris, France, was also on July the 18th, but in 1830. Since then, she has received many more messages from Our Lord and Our Lady. Now, Our Lady has brought many messages and other miraculous signs, urging all her children in the world to hurriedly repent their sins and return to God, His Church, His truth, and His love, so that He may heal their sinful souls and restore supernatural life to them. She has especially implored us to be loyal to the heritage of the faith that Christ entrusted to His Church 2,000 years ago, and to love and forgive one another. She has also asked us to respect human lives from the moment of conception in the mother's womb.
Our Lady has told me that these little lives beg to live. What suffering could be more atrocious than that of these little innocent lives forced to undergo monstrous punishments, being ripped from their mother's wombs? It grieves Jesus and Mary so much. Our Lady is sad in the face of all the ignorance and indifference of parents who kill their babies. These are sacred lives.
You see, Our Lady wants everyone to convert from a self-centered life to a life of serving God, defending and spreading His truth, and passing on His love to everyone on earth. Among Our Lady's messages were, work to see that the family is united, praying and supplicating the light of God to overcome the disagreements and incomprehensions of daily life. Stop the slaughter of innocents by the dreadful abortions which are taking place. People should pray frequently for their needs, the needs of the Pope, and for peace in the world. Be loyal to the Pope and his teachings. Respect, love, and support priests. Pray for them ceaselessly, that they may be protected from the devil's attacks and be faithful to their mission. Live lives consecrated to God, always placing the Lord in first place, staying united to Him in work, family, and leisure. Pray for the conversion of sinners and participate with me through the sufferings of daily life for the remission of humanity's sins. Disclose my messages to the whole world. Pray, pray, pray. Always pray with a heart, especially the rosary, to defeat the works of Satan. Let everyone know that the Lord is truly present in the Holy Eucharist with His body, blood, soul, and divinity. Make frequent confessions so that you may receive the Lord more worthily. Have complete trust in me. Love this Heavenly Mother wholeheartedly and seek refuge in her heart. I am the shortcut to Jesus and the helper in His redemptive work. Now, the statue of Our Lady began shedding clear tears on June 30, 1985, while bloody tears began on October 19, 1986. Now, Our Lady's weeping lasted for a total of exactly 700 days until January 14, 1992. According to Father Raymond Spies, Julia's spiritual director, this number 700 means a strong emphasis and continuity. samples of the blood tears were tested in a medical laboratory and were found to be human blood. Now oil with an intense sweet fragrance, similar to, but not the same as, the fragrance of roses, began exuding from the Blessed Mother statue on November the 24th, 1992, and again lasted for exactly 700 consecutive days until October the 23rd, 1994. Now during that period, the chapel where the statue was and still is was continuously filled with fragrance. More recently, fragrant oil dripped down on the ground on the Blessed Mother's mountain near Naju several times while Julia and her helpers were doing the Stations of the Cross. Sometimes, even a powerful fragrance of roses fills the chapel all night during the overnight prayer meeting. Other times, it lasts only briefly. Some people smell this fragrance from the water from the Blessed Mother's spring on the mountain, from photographs, and so on. Some people even experience the fragrance while writing their testimonies. Sometimes the fragrance can be smelled only by a particular person who may be undergoing conversion or physical healing. The Blessed Mother had revealed to Julia that the smell of roses was the sign of her presence, love, and friendship. Now the Eucharistic miracle, which involved the changing of the Eucharistic species into flesh and blood, occurred more than 12 times through Julia, between May of 1988 and October of 1996. The miracle on October 31st, 1995, was witnessed by Pope John Paul II during a mass in the Pope's private chapel in the Vatican. When Julia and her husband Giulio visited the Vatican, Pope John Paul II witnessed the miracle of the Eucharist, which was changed into a lump of bloody flesh in her mouth. The Pope then gave her family a blessing and gifted them a rosary. Now Bishop Roman Danielak from Toronto, Canada, and Bishop Dominic Su of Cebu, Malaysia, also witnessed the miracles in Naju and Cebu, respectively, and wrote their testimonies, expressing their belief in the authenticity of these miracles. Many people began to firmly believe in the real presence of Jesus in the Holy Eucharist because of these miracles. Through these miracles, God wants to reawaken us to the true reality of the Eucharist. The modernist influences of the Church have brought about a widespread equivocation of the concept of sin and neglect of the sacrament and penance. When the meaning of sin is equivocated, the role of the Savior may also seem unclear. If we are not sure about why Christ died on the cross, we are not going to appreciate the sacrifice and real presence being perpetuated through the Mass and the Eucharist. Either our Lord and our Lady continue suffering much because of our neglect in the Blessed Sacrament and the prevalence of sacrilegious communion. Now Julia had asked for the pains of the cross for the conversion of sinners during Lent in 1982 and has willingly participated in the suffering of the Lord and the Blessed Mother until now. When she received the pains of the scourging, she also bled with the scourging marks on her body. When she received the pains of being nailed to the cross, stigmata appeared on her hands, feet, and sides. Doctors even examined Julia and stated that her wounds and bleeding had no medical explanation. Now on July 1st, 1995, seven sacred hosts descended from above the chapel in Naju. They were consumed by two priests and five lay people, including Julia, according to the local archbishop's instruction. The external appearance of the sacred hosts that Julia received changed into visible flesh and blood on her tongue. A sample of this blood was tested in the medical laboratory at Seoul National University and was found to be human blood. Now numerous people have regained love and peace in their families and returned to the sacraments. Many were healed physically, especially while repenting their sinful lives after experiencing Our Lady's love. Despite these miraculous events, signs and miracles, as well as the support and witnessing by the Pope and numerous other high-ranking clergy, the local bishop has yet to officially approve the apparitions in Naju, Korea. Our Lady of Naju, pray for us.
The world goes relentlessly toward its ruin, while Satan deploys all his power to destroy it. I wish to save the world by the victory of my mercy and love. That is why my Immaculate Heart will triumph. If you pray with me, holding my hand with confidence, my Immaculate Heart will certainly triumph.